This is an email that Vince sent out, and I quote, "If the road commission members would have thought this through and had half a brain and not elected Shirley Rogers as their leader, if they would have listened to all the rank and file supervisor and taxpayer facts, well, they would have seen this coming. We four in the minority tried for many months, and finally, with the majority of the Board of Commissioners, saw what we saw. And a few started to move. County Services last week voted to abolish the Road Commission Board, and we now need the full board and the state Senate to complete passage of a bill with the governor's signature to give us the power. However, this lawsuit is now fact and not a threat. We also see a county commissioner and county road commissioner named, as well as certain employees. For the sake of the taxpayers, Mr. Benjamin, and those road employees, I hope we can get a quick and fair settlement for all parties to end this nonsense once and for all." By Mr. Benjamin, Mr. Dragonetti Jim Benjamin, who was let go from his job because of some issues that the Ingham County Board or Road Commission had with Mr. Benjamin. Shirley Rogers was at the forefront of that movement. Vince, that's a pretty impactful email that you sent out.
Yeah, thank you for the interview. So you can call me in a few weeks, right? Is that it? Thanks, Tony, for calling. I appreciate it. I can stand pretty much by what I said there. All the road commissioners but one were listed in that lawsuit. That's public information that, you know, anybody can get.
Well, we know all about this stuff. We've been following this story closely. Yes. But the question that comes to the forefront, is it possible that Mr. Benjamin could and may get his job back?
Let's say, yeah, it could happen. Right now, because you're in the legal world, I don't want to really lean one way or the other. Well, I guess I have to. It's obvious, you know, what I've seen on this. I've not met Jim Benjamin, but I think two, maybe three times or so over the years. I mean, I just met him in the past 6 months or so. Now, I look at it as an attorney. I'm not an attorney, but a good negotiator is going to keep pushing this thing. And should that be one of his options, you know, the client's options, then, you know, as an attorney who hopefully is a good negotiator, will negotiate the crap out of this thing to make sure that if he wants it back and if the road commission were to bring him back, you know, through the county, if these are all ifs because, you know, not everything's fact at this point forward, is, you know, something could be worked out, I guess, you know, but is it going to cost us money? You bet.
Now, there have been issues with road commissions throughout the state, although many road commissions function pretty fairly. But obviously, the Ingham County Road Commission has had its challenges, and once it's dissolved, it'll be run and looked after by the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and I think you feel pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I mean, even though we could say, oh, we're the minority and they're the majority, I'm comfortable because what's going to happen then, it's basically going to be a department. So, you know, you don't see many commissioners getting away with fiddling and meddling. That's the buzzword they kept throwing at us, meddling, you know, because it would go to the controller and then to the director, the existing director at this point in time that runs the road commission, to run the road commission. So you've eliminated this whole layer in there, and so anything that has to happen would be coming up line to the board. You know, so the board would have you know oversight, but not nearly the same as what you'd be seeing at this point in time at all.
You know, Vince, I don't know this for a fact, but I wonder how much the dysfunction and the publicity that this case got caused lawmakers to take notice and to want to create the legislation that would allow entities to decide whether they wanted a road commission or not.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, way back, I wrote five or six of them a couple times. I got neutral responses, nothing negative, nothing positive. But I wrote some, some of the state senators, I wrote some of the, state representatives out there and said, hey, this is what's happening. You know, there's nothing we can do. We're powerless. I understand what the majority board is saying. There's, we're limited. These guys are appointed. And once you appoint them, they're like Supreme Court justices. I mean, it's almost that way, is that once they're appointed, like Congress does, you can't pull them back. So you can't get involved in these. However, when we were accused of meddling, as proof of this lawsuit, we see one of our board of commissioners was busily meddling over the past couple years.
Now, from what I understand, on the 13th, there's going to be a vote taken. And if the vote passes, that would mean once there is legislation in place, the Road Commission Board will be dissolved.
Yes, you said it exactly the right process. That's exactly the procedure it has to go through.
How do you anticipate this vote going?
I'm verily, I'm confident it's going to pass. At County Services, we had, in addition to the people sitting at that small subcommittee, there were four or five other commissioners that showed up, and that's not normal. They showed up just as part of the audience, to see what was going to go on at that level a couple weeks ago. And I think, if I remember right, all four of them, if not five, all stood up and made their comment in favor of this. So, just taking a head count when I was looking there, we had enough right there to pass it at the board level. So I'm fairly confident it will pass at the board level unless something completely opposite pops up between now and then.
All right. So once this issue is resolved, what's the next big issue or issues that you have to take on?
Right now, I don't see anything anywhere near like this. I just, we're reorganizing on different committees, who's going to serve on what at this point in time. But, it's the normal things of watching what's going to happen with negotiations with, the labor contracts. To me, that's probably one of the biggest issues. Is there something on the horizon? I'm not sure.
We're talking with Vince Dragonetti, who is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We had Randy Schaefer on this program last week, and he says he wants to look into the possibility that the Ingham County sheriffs may be patrolling some areas in Lansing. He was sounded a little disillusioned about that because he feels that time and effort could be used in patrolling the outbound county areas, which lost their patrols because of a lack of funding. I know when we asked you about this, you didn't have a problem with it. Do you still have the same stance?
No, I still don't have a problem, but we still have never been notified officially of anything going on. I've read what you've read. I've heard what you've heard. So there's nothing that's come through, the boards at any level. I sit on law enforcement, and I brought that up. I said, can we get this on the agenda? This was about 10 days ago. And supposedly they were going to put it on the agenda and said, well, we're going to delay this until our first meetings in January. So that's one thing I have a problem with, is that it would have been better to have the specifics. I've since dug into it more because I wanted to find out. I had 10, 12 calls and emails about it, all unhappy, all people that live in the outlying areas. But I do know there's a law in place at the state level saying that, after a Public Act 415 or something, I forget the actual number, that sheriff departments are given a certain amount of money to patrol all state roads. And so my understanding of that, and a lot of people weren't aware of this in the past few years, even we had the debate about the road patrols, is that even in the township areas, if they have a state road going through it, and even if they don't pay extra for patrol, the county basically patrols those state roads. So they are given extra money through the sheriff department to do this. My understanding and what I've read, that's the same thing that's happening, is that they're saying now we have state roads going through these cities out there, so therefore that is part of their job that they have to patrol. The problem I do have is that we look at the funding saying, well, wait a minute now, we really are going to be losing some of our people. But then who are our people? And I understand what people in the city of Lansing, East Lansing, and those areas are saying, well, your people are our people. So it gets to be a real, gray area, but at a point you start saying, well, yeah, that's true. They are all paying taxes at the county level. We are all paying taxes at the state level. But Randy Schaefer is correct. All of a sudden we have people going to be pulled from county to patrol in the area. However, I also saw or read that the sheriff made a point that it's going to be no regular basis. It might be once a week. They don't have any regular basis set up for this. So I'm not so sure. So the only problem I have is that we haven't been presented the actual facts of what's going to go on.
All right, finally, before I let you go, a lack of communication always blows my mind in politics, and I'll use Lansing as an example. When the Davenport situation came to fruition, I asked several people, did they know what the other hand was doing when it came to the body of the political element that is the city of Lansing? The city council didn't know about the dealings behind the scenes. Bob Trezise had told me from the Lansing Economic Development Corporation, well, we can't inform folks of exactly what we're doing because that could, in the art of the deal, if you will, that could hamper the deal. Well, it seems like to me that when things are on the table, when they're being discussed, that entities need to be sitting down and having a cup of coffee and say, look, we're looking into this. This could happen. It may not happen, just so you know.
Yes.
Why doesn't that happen more?
Well, example of what you're talking about, who was the other party trying to buy that building? Do you remember?
Yeah, LCC in Davenport.
That's right. And who tried to buy that building first? If I remember correctly, Davenport was trying to buy it first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. LCC sees Davenport as someone they work with, or are they competition? They are direct competition. The public, kind of sees that. I can tell you, both those schools know that. And Davenport is getting extremely aggressive because they see, certain public entities having certain types of problems out there of delivering their services more efficiently and everything else. And here that building sat for, 3, 4, 5 years, a block from, the main buildings at LCC. LCC never made a move on that. So I can understand why they didn't sit down and, talk to each other. They're direct competitors. A Ford dealer is going to go down the street and talk to, a GM dealer and say, hey, what do you think about this type? So that makes sense, and I understand that. To relate that to the county level, like the sheriff department, people have to remember that is a separately elected position by the whole county compared to the Board of Commissioners.
Yeah, my bottom line, though, I'm an LCC guy. I have family and friends who went there. Yeah. I support them 100%. Yeah. But for the good of the city and the good of the region, the more educational institutions we have here, the better. There's competition. I've got many different car dealers on my radio show, and I'd like to just have one, but you can't do that.
I'm leaving right now to teach a class at LCC. I've been teaching there many years, usually 2 or 3 classes a term. I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thanks so much, Vince.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Have a good Christmas, when I'll talk to you.